Hi guys, how are you doing? I hope you guys are well since the last time you listened to this podcast. And the long-awaited day is here. And for the 100th time, welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Guys, I'm over the roof. Today we are celebrating an incredible milestone. 100 freaking episodes of the Unspoken Podcast, bro. It ain't easy. And this celebration is not about just the episodes. It's about the connections you've built. And it doesn't matter if you've been here since episode one or you joined us along the way. This celebration is for all of you, my speakers, my day ones, my supporters, my community. I'm super happy, guys. Can you tell? Can you tell? I am super happy. I have a cake, guys. If you're listening to this on audio, bro, you get up. You better get on YouTube because we have a whole cake to celebrate 100 freaking episodes. 4 years later, at long last, at last. 4 years later. We are celebrating 100 episodes. Look at it, that cake. Of course, it has. Okay, let me describe the cake for those people who are listening on audio. And I hope you're listening to this podcast on Ayono FM because your babe, I got on. Ayono.fm is a podcast platform from South Africa, and they're my first podcast sponsorship. They are sponsoring my podcast on their platform for 1 year. So, guys, you better check if you're listening on audio. I hope you're listening to my podcast on Ion FM so I can get the bag, I can get the moolah at last. So we got a lot to talk about. I'm so excited. Guys, you sent me your questions and they're so sneaky and cheeky and I love them, but I'm gonna share with them. I'm gonna read them and I'm gonna answer all of the juicy questions. So you better sit down, have a drink, because I have one. Let me show you my favorite drink. I have my favorite drink over here. Let me sip. I have my favorite drink over here. And we have a cake. Because what is a celebration without a cake? Ai, wapi bana? Watajuaje? Look at the cake, guys. It's purple. Of course, our unspoken theme is always purple. So yeah, this is the cake farm. It's so beautiful. You're gonna have a bite. Yeah, we need to have a bite before we start. Yeah? Yeah, I need to have a bite before I start. Let me cut the cake, guys. Kata keki sio ugali juu niko peke yangu, acha niimbe. Kata keki sio ugali. Did I introduce myself though? I'm just niko tu huko kwa furaha, yani mimi nishaingia mwendo sherehe at na sijaji introduce. Anyway, for the 100th time, my name is Awino Awiti, the host of this podcast. Let's get started. Kata keki sio ugali, sio ugali. Kata keki sio ugali. Okay, let me cut it. Cameraman, I hope you have the angles. I just want a piece because I'm not a sweet tooth. Okay, I forgot to bring a plate and a. I forgot a plate and a fork. Anyway, I just want to test you guys. Here's our beautiful cake. For my speakers, Nakula, on your behalf, I'm eating this on your behalf. That is the test of consistency. That is the test of consistency. That is the test of success. That is the test of success. Anyway, guys, so sweet. Let me have another bite. Love the test of consistency, the test of success, the test of showing up, guys. Anyway, I love this. Of course, I'm gonna share this with a few friends of mine. I can't eat all this cake alone. I'm gonna share this with a few friends of mine. I wish I could share this with a few speakers, guys. But yeah, my friends also listen to my podcast, so I'm gonna share this with them. Anyway, let's get right into the episode. Ooh, that cake tastes amazing. Anyway, let's get right into the episode. I have your questions over here. I have my Spotify for Podcasters notebook. This notebook, I have had it for like a year now, and it has all my notes for the podcast, like from episode, let me see, from episode something. I think from episode 30 something, it started here. I have all the notes, so I'm gonna flip right through. The 100th episode, I have my notes and all your juicy questions here. The 100th episode, so I have all your questions over here, and I just want to, let's get it started. I just want to read some of them, and I'm gonna answer them honestly and the best way I can. And shout out to each and everyone who sent their questions, guys. I can't remember all the names, and I'm not gonna mention the names, of course. I'm gonna read the questions, and then I'm gonna answer them. So, first things first, I think I categorize the questions from the questions that are related to the podcast, and then the questions that are related to my personal life, and then they're just random questions. So, I'm going to start with the questions that are related to the podcast, definitely. Let's get it. There's a question here. What is your biggest podcast achievement? Someone asked that. Definitely my biggest podcast achievement is when someone listens to my podcast and then they text me, they comment and say, yo, I just finished listening to this episode, and I feel so inspired. I feel so motivated. I feel like I need to get my shit together. When someone does that, like when I get that feedback, when someone lets me know that just them listening to an episode of my podcast, like impacted them in one way or another. Honestly, that is always my biggest achievement. Like knowing that what I did, what I created, like really it's impacted someone in one way or another. That is my biggest achievement of the podcast. And then, yeah, of course, the people say they're inspired by my work. That is my biggest achievement. My second biggest achievement in the podcast is of course winning a continental award 2 years in a row, bro. Ask about me. So winning the APVA awards last year and also this year, like, yo, that was like up there. I need to show you guys my trophy. It's over there. Yeah, so winning that like twice in a row, that is also a big achievement for me as a podcaster, because when I started this thing 4 years ago when I was in uni, I never thought for a moment that I'm gonna even get to 100 episodes. I never even thought for a moment that I'm gonna win an award. I'm gonna impact someone. So that is really a big achievement. Another achievement is the project that I've been able to do through the podcast. There's a project I did last year where I went to my former high school. Shout out to KG, Kisumu girls. I went to my former high school as a CSR, and yo, because of, like, I never actually thought when I was in high school, if you would have told me that I would come back to talk to students, me, Awiti, the joker, who would have thought? So that was actually a really big achievement for me as a podcast, and it is through this podcast that enabled me to be at my former high school, to go there. And also another big, because these all are big achievements to me, another big achievement was also a project I did last year also about where I went to a children's home. And yeah, I saw there's a question here concerning that, people asking me, this year you haven't done your CSR projects, we haven't seen you going to any children's home, mama, your school projects, your high school tour. Yo, I haven't been able to do that this year, and I actually really wanted to do it, but I haven't been able to do it with moving. A lot of stuff has been happening, honestly, settling down, like I've just been all over the place. I really wanted to do it, but I've not been able to do it this year. But hopefully next year I get back to my high school tour, get back to my project, my CSR project, I really hope, crossing fingers, so I really hope I get to do that next year. But I wasn't able to do it last year. But those are so far my biggest achievements for the podcast. And then there's another question here. Someone said, my best episode is Who the Fuck Am I? Who TF am I? Yo, girl, you really snapped on that one. Left me thinking a lot about my life. Shout out to you. So, yeah, thank you so much. This is, I need an episode on Who the Fuck Am I? So you need to listen to that episode. It's mainly about finding yourself, because that is something I've been struggling with, finding myself, especially finding my voice as a podcaster. Yo, that thing has been the ghetto. I've been really struggling with that because for the longest time, as a podcaster, I've been like, when I started 2 years, when I was in campus, I didn't know anything. Like, when I started, like, I wanted to sound like other podcasters, like podcasters from Nairobi, because at the time I was from Kisumu, from Maseno. I wanted to sound like podcasters from Nairobi. I wanted to talk about the stuff they're talking about, which in real sense, that is not what I was like. That was not my story. That was their story. That was what those are topics that resonates with them. So I really struggled finding my voice, finding my niche, finding what I want to talk about, finding the stories that I'm passionate about. So when I actually found my voice, I found my identity through this podcast. That is also by their big achievement. And that is also something that actually resonates with me and also my audience, because it's content that comes from within, from deep inside me. So yeah, so shout out to you who said that episode, Who the Fuck Am I, Manze, really helped you think about your life and your figure shit out. Another question was, I love how you run your podcast. Okay, that's not a question. I love how you run a podcast. Thank you so much. And then there's, yo, the episode you did about, actually, these people who sent here questions are people who know my podcast for real, because guys were like, this specific episode. So there's someone who said, yo, the episode you did about the dad wound. That was a really emotional episode. I wasn't really expecting that. Thank you for sharing your story. They really inspire me. Thank you for sharing your stories. They really inspire me. I feel like I'm not alone. Thank you so much. And that's the whole point of Unspoken Podcast. Telling unspoken stories. Like, hey, I never thought there's a time I would talk about stories like these. Stories concerning my family. Because me, when it comes to family, my family, those are like deep stuff. Like, I wouldn't just share that with anyone and just talk about my dad, talk about my mom, just anyhow. But being able to share these stories, because it's something I'm able to share these stories because I want people to feel like you're not alone, and these are things that happen. So shout out to you who's listened to the dad wound. If you haven't listened to that episode, yo, you better listen to it. And then there's another question over here. It's like, yeah, girl, someone said girl, and then they put like what's that bracket, screaming. So it's girl. I love this. Actually, the concept of what's your unspoken story is so dope. OMG, you're so creative. I can't wait to listen to more unspoken stories across the world. When are the new episodes coming out? When are the episodes dropping? Guys, guys are on my neck concerning the unspoken stories. Guys, me, I'm like, mwaka ishe bana. Mimi nimefunga mwaka. Eh, mimi nimefunga mwaka. Me, I'm like, tukutane 2024 for unspoken story. But thank you for that question. That's a nice question. Actually, if you listen to my podcast, you know where I got the idea for the unspoken story. I was just taking a random evening walk, and then I was listening to a certain podcast, I think Mel Robbins or Adele, either. Then I just got that idea. What if I started collecting unspoken stories? What if, like, I was thinking deep down within me, like, what is that story that I haven't said? What is that story that I haven't talked about on the podcast? What is my unspoken story as a witty? That's when I had the whole idea for what's your unspoken story, and I was like, I need to collect people's unspoken stories, because I believe each and every one of us has a story, and your story is part of you. So don't be ashamed to talk about your story. Don't be ashamed to talk about your story. And concerning the unspoken story episodes, if I'm being honest, they're gonna come out next year. Honestly, I was supposed to record a few before the year ends. I'm not sure, I don't want to promise, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna do it, because I'm exhausted for the year, guys. I'm like, yo, tupatane 20, like nimechoka bana, hii mwaka iishe. That's the vibe I'm feeling like. But next year now, I know the Unspoken Story episodes are gonna be there. And shout out to my people, my five unspoken people, the people who sent their stories, the people who are the pioneers of the Unspoken Story, the people who are the first. Nelly, Kabila, Uncle Trench, Wahenga, and Marcus. Shout out to you guys for your stories, for sharing Unspoken Stories. Manze, I get the feedback every day of how your story has like changed someone's life, has impacted someone's life. So guys, if you still want to be part of the Unspoken Story, check out my IG. I have like my link tree, my IG, the link tree is there. You can just submit and I'll contact you. I think I'm gonna go back to production next year for the Unspoken Stories. And Unspoken Stories, I said this on the podcast, the last previous podcast, Unspoken Stories are gonna be endless. It's a series that is gonna be endless. As long as the podcast is still running, the Unspoken Stories are gonna be running. So usikuwe na stress, the podcast, the episodes are coming next year soon. Okay, anyway, nice question, I like it. Another question. Yeah, let's see the number. I have like 4 pages of written notes because yeah, this is a special episode. Another question someone asked, what are the challenges in podcasting? What are the challenges you have faced as a podcaster? Yeah, I can write a full book. I can write a full book about the challenges I faced as a podcaster, but yeah, let me think. The first challenge I have faced as a podcaster is lack of a mentor, an experience, like lack of experience and lack of a mentor, lack of like, is it a blueprint or a footprint? Like footsteps, like a footprint, someone like I can follow their steps, like someone to guide me. But I don't expect that. But lack of that, I really lacked a mentor when I was starting out. I started out with this podcast in 2020. Of course, I've told these stories a couple of times. I started this podcast in 2020 when I was not okay mentally. I was like kind of depressed in 2020. And anyway, who wasn't depressed in 2020? A lot of us were. So I started this podcast when I was not feeling well at all, and I wanted a space where I could vent my outlet, a space where I could tell my unspoken emotions, talk about my unspoken emotions, my unspoken feelings. Yeah, so that's when I started the pod. And at the time when I was starting, I wasn't taking it seriously. I was just recording for the sake. Like, it was my safe space. It was where I would go and rant. Ukinikosea, if you listen to my first episodes, you'll know they're just like dramatic and they're just short. So I think the biggest challenge I faced as a podcaster was lacking a mentor because I didn't know what I was doing. I was just recording. That's why I wasn't even consistent when I was starting. I was like, I would record one episode this month, and then the next episode I would record it maybe after 2 months, after 3 months, when I was experiencing something. Like the motivation was when I was experiencing something. That's when I was gonna record the podcast. It was so crazy. So I didn't have like a mentor, someone to show me what I should do, like what I how should run a podcast. Because guys, running a podcast is like running a business. Guys, they never talk about that. Like, running a podcast is so, it's not easy. It's like running a business. There are a lot of logistics, there's a lot of work, and it's freaking expensive. Of course, you can do it with your phone, but if you want to go on the other quality side, if you can start with your phone, definitely. But if you want to start, like, if you want to go the other, like, be, do, I record quality stuff is gonna be quite pricey. So I didn't know how to do all these things. I never had experience. I didn't even know how to edit. I didn't know how to edit. And shout out to Anchor. Anchor really came through for us podcasters. Anchor now was bought by Spotify, so yeah. But Anchor, when it was Anchor, was Anchor before it was bought by Spotify. Anchor really helped me as a podcaster, as a beginner, because it used to guide you. It had all the features you need about editing and background music. So it was just basic editing, but it was some good stuff. So Anchor really helped me at the time, but I lacked experience. That was a big challenge I had, and then I lacked the knowledge on how to like structure your podcast, how to have a niche, how to talk up, how many topics to talk about, how to grow your audience, how to create sustainable content, how to tra- like I had I lacked experience, honestly. That was a big challenge. So I was moving in blind, you know, like just doing things because people are doing things, but I was just moving in blind, honestly. I didn't know what I was doing. That was a big challenge. And then another challenge I have experienced as a podcaster, of course, the power of vulnerability. Like, I never thought that listening, like having your own podcast, having my podcast would make me this vulnerable. Like, when I think about it, I never used to be a vulnerable person. I used to put up the, I'm a strong woman front, I'm the strong woman. Like, I'm never, like, I never used to even cry as much, like, because I was like, I'm a strong woman, I'm a woman of, like, I was that. But through this podcast, I've been able to, it has made me so vulnerable, it has made me emotionally present, it has made me so accountable. Okay, that's a challenge though. But yeah, it's actually challenging because I've been able to share stories, vulnerable stories, my vulnerable stories that I never told anyone. If someone knew me from high school, from primary school, even from university, and they listened to my podcast, they're like, okay, I knew Awiti. We studied with her, but I never knew this about her because I've been able to be so vulnerable on the pod. And it has been so, like, so crazy. Like, I have to talk. I can't even talk about it. It's through this first podcast, this podcast, that I talked about actually my mom, my dead mom, like how I lost my mom and everything, and how that experience affected my childhood and adulthood. I talked about it first on the pod. That was so crazy. So the power of vulnerability is a challenge, but it's also a good thing. So yeah, it's actually more of a good thing than a challenge. And then another challenge, as I think those are the ones I had top of my head. Of course, monetizing a podcast is a challenge, guys. It's hard to monetize a podcast, definitely. If I tell you I got my first podcast sponsorship, the Iono sponsorship, on my 94th episode. So through episode 1 to 93, I've been doing this podcast like pro bono. I haven't been getting any cash, and I'm using a lot of money on it. Like, even now, I've used money to be here, for my hair, for my everything, the setup, everything. I've used, like, the cake and everything, I've used money. But at the time, I was, even for the photo shoots I've done, the projects, like, I've used my own money. I've dug on my pocket. So yeah, it's expensive to run a podcast, guys. That's a big challenge. It's expensive to run a podcast, and it's actually very expensive also to monetize. Like, it's hard to also monetize a podcast. You have to be very consistent, and you have to, like, have strategies, and you have to, like, yeah, it's a lot, like, there's a lot of analytics and strategies and logistics. But yeah, that's another challenge, monetizing the podcast. Yo, it ain't easy. You need to have that talk. Anyway, that is a nice question. Another thing, and I love this question. If you had to start the podcast again, would you do anything differently? Nice one. If I had to start the podcast again, would I do anything differently? Definitely, I will do a lot of things differently. I will do a lot of things differently. I think I started my podcast not knowing my actual intentions. I started the podcast not knowing my actual intentions, not knowing the reasons. Like, I didn't have an objective. So if I would start my podcast again, I would, like, have an objective. I would know that, okay, I want to start this podcast. It's going to be about personal development. I'm going to call it Unspoken Podcast. This is the type of content I want to put out. This is what I want this podcast to be known for. So if I would start the podcast again, I would, like, have an objective. I would have a goal. I would have a reason to why I'm starting this podcast. As when I started, I didn't have an agenda. It was just my ranting space. That's what I'll do differently. Another thing I will do differently, let me think about it. Let me think. Another thing I'll do differently. I think approach, the way I approach things. I think I would also have experience, like, I would also, like, I would invest more in the knowledge that comes with the knowledge that comes with podcasting. When I started out, I didn't even bother to know how to edit. Bro, I was so not serious. When I started out, I didn't bother to know how to know how to edit, have to know how to distribute the podcast, have to know I didn't know the ins and outs of podcasting. I've had to learn that the hard way. I've had to learn that on my own. But if I was to start the podcast, I would do that differently. I would go in with clear intentions, like, yo, this is like I would go in knowing how to edit all the production stuff. If I would start again, yeah, I will do that, and then I'll just create clean, crisp content from the beginning. Because if you listen to my podcast from episode one, you'll notice the quality is different from as the episodes progress. The quality is really different. So because I didn't have experience, I didn't know how to do most of the stuff. But now I know how to do most of the stuff. I'm the team, guys. But then now I don't have a team. I'm just alone. I do all this. But shout out to my friend over there. She's behind the camera. Prudence, she's behind the camera. Shout out to you, man. Yenda anashikilia kam. So shout out to her and support leo sana. Anyway, so those are the things I think I'll do. Top of my head. Yeah, those are things I'll do differently. Yeah, those are nice questions. Okay. Let's see what you guys have over here. Someone said, someone wrote, I started listening to your podcast last year. When we met at the Spotify event, I think I know who this is. I started listening to your podcast last year when we met at the Spotify event, and I had to go back and start listening from episode one because I'm really inspired by your journey and how each episode symbolizes your growth. Keep doing what you're doing and spoken to the world. Ah, this is a real speaker and spoken to the world. Anyway, I like that. So yeah. That's why I tell people, if you bump on my podcast, just start from the first episode, guys. You'll get the story. You get like you'll see how the growth comes in. But I love that. And then there's another. My top favorite episode is dancing. Hey, these are people who listen. My top favorite episode is dancing in the rain. I love that episode. I love the whole concept of choosing happiness even when in chaos. Girl, you're so underrated. Yeah, I'm so underway. But yeah, thank you so much. I love people who ask deep questions. It shows how invested you are in someone's craft, how you love what some how you appreciate what someone is doing. And I really love that, man. Thank you so much for your question. So she says, her favorite episode is dancing. If you haven't listened to that episode, go and listen to it. The whole concept of it's about the whole concept of choosing happiness even when in chaos. Dope episode. Yeah, there's that, and then there's another one. What have you learned since you started podcasting? What have you learned? Whoo! I can write another book. I can write another book about what I've learned. What I've learned as a podcaster through my podcasting journey, the things I've learned as a podcaster. Yo, there are a lot of things. Number one, there's always room for redemption. There's always room for growth. There's always room for improvement. That's why I'm so against. If you listen to the episode about what's that? The episode about what was it? Uncomfortable truths. Yeah, I talked about cancel culture and how I don't support cancel culture. How I hate cancel culture because cancel culture basically is what is like someone is canceling you because of a mistake you did. It might be a big mistake or a small mistake, but you don't deserve to be canceled because of just a simple mistake. And we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. So yeah, biggest lesson I've learned, and that's why I started this podcast, and that's why it's about personal development and growth, because there's always room to grow, guys. There's always room to be better. There's always room to do better. That's the first thing I've learned, and that's what I always try to push through my podcast. You can grow, you can rise, you'll rise again. You can redemption, you can redeem yourself. You can be big. You can do all those. You can achieve all those things you wanted to achieve, no matter what. So that's what I've learned. The first thing I've learned through podcasting. The second thing I've learned as a podcaster through my podcasting journey is. Choose Like, what's the concept? The second thing that I have learned. Let me think. The second thing that I have learned. Like, there's the coming is like Sasjini. The second thing that I've learned through my podcasting journey. You never know who's watching. You never know who's watching. You never actually know who's listening. When I was doing this podcast, me, I never knew anyone's gonna listen to me. I will know if someone listens, it's gonna be like one person, two people. I never know, like, people actually listening to this pod and someone even likes it. Just someone can listen and like, ah, I don't like it, Lama. They'll never even listen to it again. But you actually never know who's watching. Let me drink. You never know who's watching and you never know who's listening. Ati kitu wana ati watu wanasemanga ati people don't ati people ati 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 people don't care. People don't really care. Ati people don't care. People care. People care and people are watching. Remember that. People care and people are watching. So you do your stuff. Do your shit. Chase that bug. Do whatever you're doing. Show up. Be consistent. You never know who's watching, manze. You never know who's watching. Because through this podcast, I've been able to do all those. Like, when the first time I was nominated for APVA last year is when I had lost my job at the radio station last year. I was in a deep, like, I was lost. I was so lost. I was so depressed. And then I was nominated on a Continental Award. And I was like, so these people know about me, and I'm from Kenya, and it's like the nominated people across Africa. So how do they know about Unspoken? How do they know about me? How do they know about my work? And I'm like, and then that's when I realized, you never know who's watching, you never know who's listening. So keep doing what you love doing. Keep doing you. Keep being you. You never know who's watching. Okay. Another thing I've learned. There's a lot. Wait, let me go through the questions. I'll come back to that. It's coming. Top 10 favorite episodes. I'm a top favorite episodes or moments from the show. Oh my God. I have a lot. I have a lot. It's not for me, it's not even about the episodes, the specific episodes. It's about the moments. The moments of the show. I'm at the moments that led to that specific episode. So here are my favorite episodes. The first one, the start, girl, stop doing this. That episode that I did with Dala and Wasal. Shout out to Dala Dals. Shout out to her. So yeah, that episode, I really love it. That's a good episode. And actually, I did it in commemoration of Women's Day. Back in March, yeah. So you need to listen to that episode and watch it if you haven't. It was a dope episode, and I did it just for the girls because I'm a girls girl. I love supporting girls. I love empowering girls. I love us girls supporting each other. So yeah, I did that. That is one of my favorite episodes. Girls, stop doing this. Another favorite episode is Hey Graduates, Listen. Oh shit, that episode actually. It takes me back to when I was in campus. I did this episode immediately, almost immediately after finishing my camp. This was after graduating, actually. I did the first episode after. This was a series, actually. I did the first episode first after graduate after finishing campus, and then this episode after graduate. So I did this episode with my classmates Nelly and Natty. So shout out to you guys. So hey, graduate, listen, and it's actually my top episode. My all-time top episode, the most listened episode of Unspoken is this one. Hey graduates, listen. So yeah, that shows you how, like, a lot of people finish campus, graduate, and then they're lost. Like, you need to find yourself again, guys. You need to have that conversation. Am I the one who feels like after campus you need to actually find yourself again? Like, you need to actually, it's like you're starting life now. It's like a newborn baby, umerushwa huko to the outside world. You need to just start growing up. So this was that this one episode this episode I dedicated it to. It was mostly inspired by, like, after graduating, like, what next? What next after graduation? They never, like, after graduating, the lecturers wanted to rush you to the world, like, go thee to your families. Like, go. They don't tell us. They don't prepare us for what's outside there after graduating. So this episode is about that. Hey, graduates, listen. So if you are a graduate and you know, so, in fact, this is graduation season, man. People are graduating. This Friday, the whole of next month, there are graduations everywhere. So share this episode with You need to listen to this episode if you are graduating or you know someone who's graduating. They really need to listen to this episode. I love that episode. So that's another favorite episode of mine. Another favorite episode is the Mother's Day episode, Healing My Inner Child. Ish. That episode took me back. That is, I think, my most... I cried on that episode, actually. The first time I cried on a podcast, I cried on that episode. That is the first episode that I was actually very vulnerable. Yo! That is the first time I talked about my mom. How losing her affected me, healing my inner child. And actually, this episode actually is very special to me. In fact, it's my number one before Tat Zengine, because this episode was actually inspired by my event, the first event that I organized for the Children's Home at Victory Children's Home. Shout out to those people. They gave me an opportunity when I was just starting out. I had never like hosted an event, and they're like, come, and they loved my work. They really supported me. So shout out to Victory Children's Home. So yeah. So this specific episode is so special because it inspired that event. I went to Victory's Children's Home on Mother's Day last year. That was 14th May 2023. I went there on Mother's Day to my gift. It was healing my inner child because I lost my mom when I was young. And then I felt like losing my mom at such a young age, it really affected my childhood. It really affected how I grew up, how I handled things, and then even adulting, it really affected me so much. So healing my inner child, I needed to heal my inner child. I went there to heal my inner child, and this episode is about that, just healing your inner child. And you actually need to listen to it if you haven't like really dived into like stuff with healing your inner child. I know that everyone needs to heal their inner child. It's a real thing. It's not fiction, it's real. You need to heal your inner child. So that is like my top favorite episode, honestly, because it was so vulnerable and I cried. Another amazing episode, another favorite episode of mine is Podmas, the Podmas series. Guys, do you remember the Podmas series? That if you listen to the podcast, you know, I did the Podmas series, when was it? Last year during Christmas. I don't know if I'm gonna do it this year. I'm gonna try. I need to do it, but it's nice. I'm gonna try and do it this year in December. I'm gonna try. But the reason why the Podmas series is actually one of my favorite also, because I actually did this series when I was not my best self, guys. At the time when I was doing this last year, December, I was lost. Shake where you're lost. I was lost because I was lost, and then I was sad. I was like, I don't want to say depressed, because depressed is like a huge word, but I was not okay. Like, yeah, I was not okay at the time because I had lost my phone. I had lost my phone. We went to a club and then something, and then I lost my phone. And then after losing my phone, there was like, I lost most of the content on my phone. So that was even, I was not even sad about losing my phone. It wasn't like an expensive phone. What I was really sad about it was that the content that I had lost on that phone, I had shot a lot of content, a lot of episodes on that phone, and then I lost it. So that was really what I was mad about, until I didn't record for podcast for a whole month, like the whole of November. I think I recorded at most one episode. So yeah, this Podmas series is actually, it's making it here to my favorite, because yeah, I shot it when I was not okay, and actually the fact that I did it when I was not okay but I still showed up and did this series, that's why it's my favorite. It's my favorite. No, it's one of my favorite, because yeah, like just the passion drove me. Like just having that passion, it drove me. It didn't matter if I was not okay, but I just like shot this content. So yeah, another favorite. I have like a lot of favorite episodes. Another favorite episode of mine is the one I shot with the Hot Box. It was talking about most Gen Z stuff, and so we had a lot of nice conversations. So yeah, you need to listen to that, featuring the Hot Box. Yeah, we talked about a lot of Gen Z stuff, about campus. It was so dope. The last favorite episode, of course, is my first episode. So cringe. The dramatic drum interview. It's my favorite episode because it's my first episode. That is the pioneer. That's why it's my favorite episode. Like that is the day I picked up my phone. I was shooting with my phone, but I was recording with my phone at the time. With my phone at the time. So it's my favorite episode because I did it with my phone. Like I did it, that because it opened the way for all those other episodes. That's why it's my favorite episode. I love those questions. Yeah. Now, I think those are most questions to do with the podcast. Let's just get into all other questions. Someone said, now these are more personal questions. How are you? Someone said, how are you? Okay, I'm fine. How far can you go for your friends, and how do you keep getting beautiful daily? You are surely. Thank you. How far can you go for your friends? Oh, I can go to the end of the world if like you're my real, real friend. Actually, if you know me really well, I don't like have a lot of friends actually. I don't now. I used to have a lot of friends kitambo, but currently I don't have a lot of friends. And if you're really my friend, and if you're like you're really my friend and you're a true friend and an honest person, like and I like you, I love you, I'll go to the end of the world for you. Why not? You're my friend. I really like friendships are things like that are really deep, deep stuff to me. Like no one, like see, I'm trying to like see, like mtutu, like see. I don't like just say that you're my friend because there's a word called friend. Like you have to really be my friend. Like it's deep for me. Friendships are deep for me. Like that, like relationships. Friendships are even deeper for me like than even relationships. So yeah, how far can I go for my friends? To the end of the world. Okay, there's another. Ati, I love you. You're not discriminative. Thank you. Why would I discriminate someone though? Why? Ati, I like the gap between your teeth. Makes you look beautiful. So is it? Not only someone who asked a question. These are mostly like comments. But I'm gonna read them because someone took their time to write this to me, and it's not. I don't need to brush them off. I'm gonna read everything, and I said. All the questions that were sent, all the compliments, all the opinions, I'm going to read them because you took your time to write them to me and I appreciate that. You should be my bestie. bestie, you know what besties do? You want me to talk about that? Ati, you really want us to be friends? Yo, why not? Yeah, we can be friends. Who do you text the most? Let's see. My friend, Munyako, behind the camera with you. True. So I think you're pretty awesome. Thank you so much. Are you seeing someone right now or are you single? This was the most asked questions, guys. Guys, get a grip. This was the most asked questions actually. Ati, are you seeing someone right now or are you single? I'm not seeing someone. I'm actually very single and I'm not even looking to be in a relationship soon. I'm not even looking to mingle. I'm single and not ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm very single and I'm not ready to be in a relationship. That's not what I want for me right now. Is everything okay? I'm worried about you. This was a deep question. I'm okay, darling. Thank you for asking. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm here to support you. Thank you so much for your support. Aki, thank you. What I mean, even if you to see to my questions and any opinions. So if you sent this, thanks so much. You're the best. Love you. You too. You're the best, man, for sending your question and your comments. Thank you so much. Please be my friend. I really like you. Hit me up. DM me. Have you done drugs? Alama ya dukuduku. Will you go for personality or looks? Would you go for personality or looks? Let's think about that though. Let me sip as I think. Will I go for personality or looks? Both. I want both. Like your personality is like who you are. It makes you who you are. And then looks. You need to look good. You need to look good. So I'm gonna go for both. I love how confident you are. Thank you. So let's go to a tripod.
Pause.
Oh my god.
Pause.
It can be beyond. Thank you. How tall are you? I am 5'5". 5'5", 5'6", because I'm 165 centimeters. I'm quite tall, so I think that's 5'6", 5'6". I'm only 5'4", 5'6". I'm 5'6". Do you have any piercings? Definitely, I have like 3 piercings on my ears, like 1, 2, and then there's another one here. I don't really put earrings over here; it's so painful. So I have 2, 3, 3 on the other side. I'm planning on getting a belly button. A belly button piercing before my birthday. So yeah, definitely I have to get that. So yeah, I have piercings. And then at Yawana, know your crush. I don't have any crushes currently, sorry. All my friends think you're cute. Thank you. I think I know who this is. I know all these people. It's always a good time when you're around. Definitely I'm vibes on vibes. If you know me, if you chill with me, I'm vibes. So thank you. How many kids do you want to have, bro? We talking about kids now? I don't know, actually. 2 maybe, but I don't know. 2 or I don't know. Actually, let me say this. I've always, my heart has always wanted to have twins. I don't know. And in our family, we don't have like, you know, the twins genes, genetics or whatever, but in my heart I've always wanted twins, especially a girl and a boy. Nikipata two twins, a girl and a boy, I'm good. I don't want any other kids. So yeah, I want kids, preferably twins, a boy and a girl. Yeah. Do you like anyone at the moment? No, I've said that. You are the best. Someone wrote, you are the best with a lot of T's. You're the best. Thank you so much. Thank you guys. You're so funny. You're so nice. Are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. Thank you for asking. Do you have trust issues? Here, a lot. But actually, I've been struggling with trust. I'm one person who trusts people actually very easily. I used to, I think. If you listen to the pod, I've talked about this. I used to trust people quite easily because I don't know, like I'm just like so emotional. I don't know. I used to trust people quite easily, but then it didn't like end well for me. That's why I'm really working on that. But now I have like trust issues. One friend you are thankful for. Who is one friend you're thankful for? I have a couple of friends, but one friend I'm actually really thankful for and grateful for is a guy called Bruno, man. Shout out to you, Bruno. I know he's gonna be watching. Shout out to you, Bruno. Like, Bruno has been a good friend to me. He has actually supported me. I used to live with Bruno. I think at the time I'd finished university campus in 2022. I was yet to graduate, but it was between the period between July and December before graduation, when I was interning. I was an intern at the radio station. So yeah, I didn't like, of course, when I was an intern, I was not getting paid, so I couldn't pay my bills. I couldn't live alone. We were not getting paid. It was just like an intern. Well, it was an intern position. So this guy, this Bruno, he lived with me. He lived with me. He supported me. He supported my radio dreams. My pod. I remember we used to sit with Bruno and have big dreams for the podcast. Yo, shout out to Bruno. Like, I'm really grateful. Like, I have also Godi. He knows himself. Godi, shout out to you. He's also a friend I'm really grateful for. Godi also held me down when I was in Maseno. Those are the people, like, they believed, they saw me when I was starting this pod from, like, when it was nothing, and they've seen my journey, and they always believed in me. Like, when I'm like, Awiti, when you're superstar, like, you're meant for greatness. Especially Godi used to affirm me so much. He was like, you're meant for greatness. Like, he was even like, I don't think you see how I see you. Like, you are a superstar. Like, do you know who the fuck you are? Like, unajibiba ndogo aje. Like, he used to affirm me so much. Godi, thank you so much. Bruno, y'all are the real MVPs. So those are the friends I'm grateful. And there are a lot of people, man, saying, but yeah, those ones especially. Everything okay? Definitely, yeah, everything is okay. Kelele nasikia background. Are you looking to date someone right now? I've said no. You're my mentor. Thank you so much. When someone says I'm their mentor, it's also like, it's flattering and nice, but then sometimes it can be scary. I'm your mentor. Be my jam. Like, yo, I'm your mentor. It's crazy. But so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm flattered. Yeah, I think that those are most of the questions. I think I've answered all because some are repetitive. That's why I haven't talked about them. But yeah, I think I've answered all the questions that were asked. I've read everything that was said and everything that people wanted me to address. I think I have talked about them. Yep. And then, of course, there's a question over here. The last question was, if you had to give advice to someone else who wanted to start a podcast, a new creator, podcasting or a content creator, what would you tell them? I would tell them a lot of things. I can write another book about that. So if I was to give advice to someone else, let me talk about podcasting first before I talk about content creation. If I was to give advice to someone who wanted to start a podcast, what would I tell them? Number one, what's your why? Know why you're starting a podcast. Have an agenda. Like, don't start a podcast because people are starting podcasts. By the nowadays, everyone is starting a podcast. Even your mother, your grandfather, like everyone is starting a podcast. So if you want to start a podcast and you want to do it like seriously, you're really passionate about it, it's good for you to know why you're starting it. Like, what are your reasons? Are you starting it because people are starting podcasts or because you want to do something to pass your time? Just have a reason. Know why you're starting a podcast. That is something very serious. And that's something I really lacked when I was starting. When I said like I was just doing it because of doing it. I didn't know why I started doing it. I was actually doing it because, yeah, minute stuff. But I didn't have like an agenda. I didn't have my why. So ask yourself, when you want to start a podcast, what's your why? Why do you want to start a podcast? That's the first thing. The second thing I would tell someone on start a podcast is... be consistent. Show up. Consistency is the name of the game. And this cuts across podcasting and even if you want to be a content creator, be consistent. Like, hey, be consistent. I've talked about it here, how I got my first podcast sponsorship on my 94th episode. How crazy is that? Which means if I hadn't been consistent, if I hadn't even reached to the 94th episode, I wouldn't have even got the sponsorship. And I got to the 94th episode. I'm here celebrating 100 episodes today because of consistency, because I showed up. So yeah, be consistent. I know it sounds cliche, right? Like consistency. Yeah, we are tired of that. But it's the truth. Like, you can't cheat the system without consistency. You can't. You just have to be consistent. So be consistent. Another thing is, yeah, I've talked about there has to be a bigger why we're starting. And then be patient. Be patient, my brother. You better be patient. If you think you start your podcast today and then after a month, after 10 episodes, that people already know about your podcast, you're blowing up. Nah, sorry to inform you that, but it doesn't work that way. Kwanzaa podcasting, it's a long game. Honestly, it's a long game. So you need to start it with an attitude, the mind knowing that are you there for the long run? You need to ask yourself that. Do you want to do a podcast for the long run? I mean, you're just here for fun, because you need to be patient with it. It's like a baby. You see, podcasting is like a baby. It's like you're nurturing a baby. That's why most people call their podcast my baby. Like me, I always say, like, Unspoken is my baby. So it's like a baby, like, unalea mtoto. You're nurturing a baby. They grow up, everything, you learn with mistakes, anything, everything is coming. So it's like a baby. So be patient. Be patient. They'll be patient with the baby. Be patient with the podcast. Another thing I will tell someone, view your podcast as business, because it is a business. View your podcast as a business. And even if, because definitely, who wouldn't want to do their podcast, like to just do their podcast and like do something they love, not even about podcasting, even content creation, who wouldn't want to do something they love and get something out of it, like get money. Like that's the dream job, doing something what you love and then getting money from it. So do your podcast as a business. It's a business, honey, because I've told you, like running a podcast is like running a whole business. Running, I wish you could see my house right now, guys. It's a mess. Just having to do all these things, make this all this happen, a lot of things have gone into, I've put in a lot of work. So it's like a business. Do it, run it like a business. And you need to have a mentor. Like I said, I lacked a mentor. Have someone you look up to in the industry when it comes to podcasting, when it comes to content creation also. Like have someone like who is your blueprint. Someone who's like your blueprint. Someone who you want to be like. Like I'm not saying you copy them. No. Like just have someone you look up to, like, okay, I love what this girl is doing. I want to like emulate what they're doing. Someone in the industry. If you can even approach them, have them mentor you. That's why I always attend a lot of podcasting events to network and talk about, to just learn. There are a lot of podcasting workshops. Go to those workshops, learn a lot. Because let me tell you for free, if you want to do a podcast consistently and you want to make it a good podcast, you want to make something good out of it, you need to have the knowledge. You need podcasting knowledge to run a good podcast. To run a podcast the right way, you need knowledge. Honestly, you can't just be at your recording of you're recording an episode, you edit, you have uploaded on Spotify, you wait for the next episode. You upload next week, you wait. Your podcast, I talk a block. How do I talk a block, bro? You need to have the knowledge, the logistics, and there are a lot of things to learn about podcasting that I didn't know about that I'm actually learning. I've learned a lot of things, but I have a lot of things. If you want, that's why I always say, I'm eager. Approach me. I know a lot of things, plus I have a lot of friends in the industry right now, and they teach me a lot of stuff. So there's a lot of things, even when it comes to distribution platforms, hosting platforms. They run in different ways. Then it comes to how to run the structure of a podcast. Yo, it's a lot of stuff. So you need to put in the work. You need to be able to seek that knowledge to better yourself so that you grow each episode. There's also editing, the editing part, the production, but you need to learn all those things. And I've learned those things alone, by the way. I've learned those things alone. Editing and everything, production. You need to learn that stuff. Those are the things I'll tell someone as a podcast. And then another thing, what else? Never give up. Mm-mm. There's no room to give up. Like there's no room. Mm-mm. Never give up. Don't be discouraged even after uploading your episode and then you find like no one is listening. One or two people are listening. Never ever despair. Never ever give up. Never be discouraged. Never be discouraged by the numbers, the listens. Never be discouraged. Never. Take it slow. Take it slow. When I started my podcast from my first episode, the episode even the episodes, like they had zero listens. No one was bothering to listen when I started. And I felt like giving up at the time, but I kept pushing. There were times I even didn't record, but the reason why most of the time I didn't record when I was in campus is not because even of people listening. It's because of the time, of course, in campus. I was in third year, I was dealing with a lot of stuff. So yeah, but never ever giving up. There's no room for giving up. Keep pushing. Like I said, you never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. So never ever give up. Never ever give up. So those are the things I'll tell. And put God first. pray about it. Like pray to God to guide you. Like pray for guidance from God. Me always pray for guidance from God every day. Like God, guide me. Take me on the right path with this podcast. Like align me with my audience. Yeah, align me with my audience. Like make me create impactful content. Like if someone listens to this podcast, align me, like it reaches the right ears. Yeah. So pray to God, ask for God's favor, ask for God's grace in whatever you do with your content, with your audience. Yeah, ask for that. When it comes to content creation, definitely consistency still applies, and then having a mentor, and then never giving up. Hey man, like never give, like just be consistent, pushing and pushing. It's gonna be hard when you start, but the biggest step is just to start. That's the biggest step. But once you start, everything is gonna just sort itself out. The main point is you start. That's the main thing. Yeah. So I think that's the advice I'll give to someone who wants to start a podcast or content creation. Never despair. Be consistent. Love what you do. Love what you do. And always, always show up. Yeah. I think that's the right way to end this very special 100 episodes of Unspoken Podcast. Drum rolls. Yeah, I've been counting down and I never thought I'm going to see the day that I get to the 100th episode. So, yo. That was, I can breathe now. I'm like, let me take a deep breath because it's been quite a journey. And I got to the 100th episode like after 4 years. So yeah, it's been quite a journey. And I just want to say, this milestone is for each and every one of us. And I just want to say, I'm super, 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 super grateful for all the people, all of you have always supported me, man. I don't take it lightly. Like someone, if you just say that you love my podcast, those people who text me and say, okay, I love your podcast, I love you, you inspire me, you don't know how that is a big deal to me. Like, you don't know, you have no idea. Like, that is why I do what I do. Like, you're the reason we are at 100 episodes, because you people keep motivating me. Like, that small compliment, that small comment, that's what keeps me going. So shout out to each and every one of you who's been listening to the Unspoken Podcast, who has supported me along the way. I've met a lot of people through my journey. Hey, a lot. It's a whole list. It's a whole list. So shout out to each and everyone who has supported me, who has guided me, who has like always been there for me. I can't say this enough. Shout out to you guys, man. And shout out for you, to you guys. Thank you so much, my speakers, my fam. I love you guys so much. If you didn't know that, now you know. I really love you guys so much, and I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for all these people, all those people who sent their questions, their comments, their opinions, their compliments. Guys, I don't take it lightly at all. Like, you took your time and wrote something to me, something sweet. I'll never forget. I wrote them on my notebook. I'll never forget them. But I wrote them on my notebook because I'm using my phone to record. So yeah, but I'm super happy and super grateful. And I'm super, it's super emotional for me. So thank you so much. It's been a long journey, but I always say, like, my podcasting journey has been more of a self-realization journey. It's been like a journey of me finding myself. It has made me more accountable. This podcast has made me a more accountable person. It has made me a better person, because when I see someone here says like they have been impacted by my podcast, I have to not preach water and drink wine. So I have to act the part. So it has made me more accountable. It has made me know myself. It has made me find myself. It has made me a better person. Like, it has made me want to strive to be a more kind person, a more better person, an awesome person, a great person. So this podcast, basically Unspoken, makes me better. And I'm super happy to have this platform to be able to share these inspiring stories, these impactful stories, these Unspoken stories. So here's to 100 episodes, and cheers to 100 more. Cheers to 100 episodes of the Unspoken Podcast. Here's to more. Adios. Cheers.